Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It was never my intention to make light of the murder of a young man.
I don't think there's anything funny about it.
I posted a message on Instagram on the day he was killed, sending love to his family and asking for compassion, and I meant it. I still do. Nor was it my intention to blame any specific group for the actions of what it was obviously a deeply disturbed individual. This show is not important. What is important is that we get to live in a country that allows us to have a show like this.
Now, Kimmel's show was suspended by Disney last Wednesday, but despite Kimmel's return, some ABC affiliates owned by Sinclair Broadcasting Group and Nexstar Media Group are still preempting the show. And Jimmy Kimmel went on to thank Stephen Colbert, Jon Stewart, Clay Travis, Senator Ted Cruz for supporting him during his suspension. He said that he thanks the people who support a show, but most of all, thanks the people who don't support a show, but support his right to have one. So I think if you weren't expecting an apology or any reflection from Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, still wasn't an apology.
No.
Now, and there's not going to be. He meant to do this. He did. Absolutely did not care one iota, wanted even to make political fodder with it. And probably Lee honestly got the talking points from Chuck Schumer because, who is the Democrat leader of the Senate. There's a history of Schumer and the Democrats literally handing Jimmy Kimmel the talking points for his show. Of all people, the Daily Beast busted him on that years ago. So, he tried to make score political points off Charlie Kirk's death. He did not see the flashing warning signs because he could not see Charlie Kirk as a human being. That is why. He did not anticipate how the lie that he told would hit because he doesn't see our side as human, which is pretty standard for the Democrat. This is who Jimmy Kimmel really is. And I'll play it right here. Hold on.
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it.
Again, it had already been well established. He's not one of us. Jimmy Kimmel didn't care. I mean, when you get called out by Nate Silver, who is a leading light, leading pundit, pollster for the left, saying, wow. And late Nate Silverly is blown away at how a lie like this, that he's MAGA, could make it all the way up and end up on Jimmy Kimmel's air. And he put a post on it saying, look, there's a lot of fakeness about this on Blue Sky. And essentially what this must mean is the writers are taking fake news off Blue Sky, the liberal app, and putting it on the Jimmy Kimmel show. I mean, Nate Silver couldn't believe it. He said, I don't want to call you guys on Blue Sky liars. I don't want to call Keith Olbermann a liar. But he said, I don't know what else to do. It's not true. This guy's not MAGA. And Nate Silver is a leading light on the left. And he's on all the cable channels. So, I mean, the question remains, how did you get this wrong if you didn't mean to? And the only answer you can come up with is, Lee, he meant to.
Yes.
He meant to. They are so used to being able to dehumanize and demonize us without any kind of pushback that when it finally came in a way most people would have anticipated, right? Again, this is basic social crisis. Your average American does not go to the neighborhood barbecue and have a couple of laughs over a guy assassinated while wearing a freedom shirt. It's not funny. But they're in such small, insulated circles, he didn't see it coming. He showed the world who he was. He got the exact expected pushback, not partisan pushback, just general social graces, Lee. Basic manners that sixth graders understand. You don't make fun of a guy who got assassinated, and if you're gonna, don't lie about him in a way that was debunked 2 days ago. Simple operational rules, and don't do it with that acid sarcasm in your mouth. Again, regular people who are not political, who go to social events and interact socially with normal human beings like themselves, understand these social rules. And the left has all but abandoned them. That's how he ended up here, and I'm glad to see him crying. I hope it hurt. I do. I hope it hurt. He deserved to hurt for that. He hurt Charlie Kirk's family. They did. The left needed a wake-up call here. But they didn't get it.
No.
They didn't get it. Look at the timing yesterday. The big lie the left is telling right now is that they are living through the most horrific censorship regime that has ever occurred in American history. I am not exaggerating. Literally, Jake Tapper said that yesterday. He was he was on one of the late night shows. Listen to this madness.
All right, Jimmy Kimmel, he's a friend of both of ours. Yeah. You know him, I know him. We know he's a good person. But what was your original take on how this all went down starting last week?
I mean, I thought it was pretty much the most direct infringement by the government on free speech that I've seen in my lifetime.
Yeah.
Networks are allowed to cancel shows.
Well, to be clear, the federal government did not take any action.
No!
I mean, that's part of the lie about this whole issue that I still have a big problem with. The FCC, the Trump administration, no legal authority over the networks took any action. Period. There was none. It was their customers that took the action.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, you are the lead anchor for CNN, and you say something so ignorant on, and there's no way he didn't see this, Lee. I mean, again, it was trending down the side of X. Jake Tapper saw it. He knows that incredibly yesterday, bluntly, Google slash YouTube admitted he couldn't have missed this.
Yeah.
There's no way he missed this. Again, lead thing trending yesterday on X all day long. You can't miss it. You can't miss it. YouTube admits Biden censored them. YouTube to give back accounts they took for what it turns out was true information. I feel vindicated. Finally, I was exactly one of these people I've been talking about it for years. I've lost two YouTube accounts. I'm on my third. I stopped streaming on it last week because I got a strike. Or was it the week before? I can't remember. I got a strike. Once you go to three, you lose it permanently and they lock you out. And I have to find creative ways to get a new account. So I stopped streaming on it so as not to get the third strike because I'm running out of servers and computers to create new accounts for. And everybody knows this happened. This news broke yesterday that YouTube's saying, well, we're going to give you your account back. And for Tapper to go on television on a late night show and say that. How? Okay, Lee, we had an entire Supreme Court hearing, Murtha versus Missouri, went all the way to the Supreme Court. One of the judges in his ruling described Biden's censorship as Orwell's America. Did Tapper miss that? And if he did, should he still be the lead anchor at CNN? And be allowed to function. You hear this, you think it's three possibilities. He's mentally ill. Truly. I mean, you have to be mentally ill at this point. But you are an absolute inveterate liar to the point of evil because you're pretending to be fighting censorship. You're pretending to be fighting for the First Amendment. And yet you are lying about the biggest censorship event in American history. Or you are just so ignorant, you should be nowhere near a newsroom. I don't know what it is, but folks, this is CNN. This is Jake Tapper. I mean, this is incredible.
All right, Jimmy Kimmel, he's a friend of both of ours. Yeah. You know him, I know him. We know he's a good person. But what was your original take on how this all went down starting last week?
I mean, I thought it was pretty much the most direct infringement by the government on free speech that I've seen in my lifetime.
Yeah.
Networks are allowed to cancel shows.
This takes me back to this past Sunday, our pastor's sermon about removing the speck from your brother's eye when you've got a log in yours.
But you know what this is? I'm going to tell you what he's doing here. This is a backhanded slam, okay? Oh, what Biden did? That wasn't censorship. You might have lost two of your YouTube accounts and be on your third that you're about to lose. But you know, and you might have had your Facebook account frozen for years and not been able to speak, but you're misinformation. It's not real speech. You're not a real person. What you have to say is no value. So when you're censored, it doesn't count. That's what he's doing. That's the backhanded slam there. But me, Jake Tapper, what I say is important, even if I'm lying.
Yes.
Because he's lying. And so you people are not fully human. Again, it's the same thing that, you know, we heard from Jimmy Kimmel. That's what he was doing. He was demeaning the humanity of Charlie Kirk, turning it into a joke. Jake Tapper's doing the same thing. Well, you people don't say the things we like. You don't have the preferred narrative. And so your speech isn't even real speech. So it doesn't count when you get censored. And so he could say, well, you know, it's the worst censorship ever. Which is ridiculous. Again, NextStar came out through their spokesperson and said, we had no contact with the federal government, nothing we did had anything to do with Brendan Carr, the FCC, or anything.
Like I said.
They flat out said it in an official statement, and Jake Tapper's pretending that didn't happen.
Yeah. You know, they're trying to come up with a narrative, a completely false narrative, that the federal government censored the First Amendment rights of a poor, innocent citizen.
Go ahead.
No, that's it.
Yeah. And to do what? To feed the narrative of Trump is a dictator,
right,
fascist,
exactly.
fascist Nazi, to drive the next shooter.
Yeah.
To drive the next shooter. Because when you feel like, wow, we've come to the phase of dictatorship where we're censored, and you think that because you are a victim of Jake Tapper and his lies and his fake news, people will pick up guns. This is what drives it right here. They feel scared. They feel cornered. They feel like they have no other option. And they are living in complete delusion created by the liar, Jake Tapper. It is so unspeakably immoral. Not just to do the censorship, not just to ignore the censorship at the time, but to rewrite history in a way you know will drive the next shooter. You know they will. It's unbelievable. What do I do? Do I keep my current YouTube account? It's so confusing for people now. Lee, what should I do?
It's so hard to come up with different, you know, usernames and passwords.
Well, I know. So. And if I go back, it's going to confuse people. Yeah. And then here, can I ask this question too? I've got 6,000 followers on Rumble. I had to start that after I lost my account with total between the two, 9,000. Where, just for YouTube, where do I go to get those?
Yeah.
That's a lot of money out of my pocket. Mm-hmm. For my podcast, for everything, for my show, for my streaming. Where do I go to get that back? Maybe I should ask Jape Tapper, since he knows everything.
Maybe he'll cut you a check.
Maybe he'll cut me a check.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.